in this episode, was he always British? Can we be any more disrespectful? And what was that noise?
I like how you thought about the British part, because I literally just typed that into my notes and I'm like, we're of the same mind.
It's not just British. You're like, he sounds stuck up.
Thank you for coming back from our replay reviews. My name is Leah.
And my name is Kathy.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes, almost like I'm discovering them again for the first time.
We hope it'll be a similar experience for you.
Anything you want to say before we start in on chapter 14?
Nope.
Nathan stumbles upon an area where he can overhear Eddie and Roman arguing. Eddie is saying the island is cursed, and that's why his entire army is being killed by Nathan and Nathan alone. Roman sends him packing.
How does Roman have so much pull over Eddie? And I don't think it's just money. I don't understand. Maybe Eddie owes him something, because no one in their right minds would be okay with, no matter how much money they're getting, to have so many of their men die.
Okay, chapter 15?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan continues solving puzzles until he unlocks a secret doorway, and this pathway leads to a building that hides the vault. But it turns out Roman and Navarro are already at that building. That makes me question Sully a little bit, because he, like, sent them out on a wild goose chase, but it was correct.
It's too much of a coincidence. So either Roman and his guy know that Sully isn't reliable, and they just are like, yeah, whatever, and then they do their own thing, and they happen to be correct about it, which then begs the next question, is how did they know? Or Sully is two-timing them and just feeding information to them without Nathan knowing, but not enough to get himself killed. Which I don't think that's likely, though.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it, though, if it was. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's just trying to stay alive. I wouldn't hold it against him.
Yeah.
Sully does create a distraction to help Nathan, and he's able to regroup with Sully and Elena, where they solve another puzzle to reveal another secret passage. And this is when he just, like, tosses the skeletons on the floor and, like, throws a head, a skull. And I don't know, that just seems really disrespectful to me.
Agreed.
Nathan and Elena get trapped inside, but Nathan shoves Sully out to save him and tells him to head back to the library.
Why did Sully take so long to move through it and stay there? Like, why was he not being quick about his feet and rolling forward or backwards?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's really mad about Nathan shoving him on his ass when he was saving him from being locked inside this.
He could have died, dude.
Catacombs. Yeah. This episode is going to be so short. How long have we been recording for? Seven minutes, and we're already on the last scene.
I'm okay with shorter episodes.
Yeah. At least for this game. It's like, I don't want to say it's simple.
It's straightforward. And there's so many movies that exist of the same theme that it's okay. We kind of know what to expect.
And it's nothing against it. I actually like it. There's just, there's not a lot of theorizing to do. Anyway, chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
I have a note. How the F did that open the gate? And I don't know.
You jumping across things and pulling the bows, I think, that unleashed two doors.
Maybe. Obviously, I was not thrilled with that part of the gameplay. Eddie seems to have decided to stay and fight for the treasure despite being fired. He busts in and challenges Nathan in this underground city-like area that they're in. And then my next note is, what was that noise? After many shootouts, we make it to a circular room where we find the body of Francis Drake in surprisingly good condition.
How does hair not disintegrate in that situation? How is there still facial hair and a mustache? Didn't make sense.
Or how did bugs not get to it? I have questions.
Me too.
But Nathan drops his ring by him and says, wasted his life for nothing.
See, I have a lot of issues at this part. Why would you leave the ring of something with value and sentiment on this skeleton where, you know, people are going in here? They're just going to take the ring and maybe do something with it. Why wouldn't you keep that in your possession? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a Drake ring and that's my ancestors.
I agree. Dramatic. Number two, it's like he only cares that Drake was his ancestor because he thought he did something great. And, like, discovering that he died right here suddenly means this ancestor sucks.
Right, I had some issues with that.
I don't know. I think Nathan's a little disrespectful in this episode.
I do appreciate how Elena doesn't crowd his space and make it about her or just fake sympathy and hug him, whatnot.
And she's like, are you ready? Instead of saying, can you hurry the f*** up? We're gonna die.
Agree.
Well, that's it for part 4 in gameplay. Just one part left. I mean, any final thoughts for you?
This is the bridge until the final climax of the entire game. I'm excited to see what goes on in wrapping this up. Audacity on 3, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week.